FMR Fine Food is cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.
Welcome to Fine Foods, the show that guides you to what's hot and happening in the culinary world. Today I'm chatting in studio to Chef Ollie Swart, who has just released his fabulous new cookery book called Freestyle Cooking. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's so exciting. Yeah. And sitting here and paging through, one gets very hungry. But I love that you've taken this book and you've used it to represent six different chapters of your life.
Yes.
Tell us how it all began.
So basically, when I was coming up with the different chapters, I was trying to get like a good balance of like my life, and with that be traveling overseas or traveling locally, getting inspiration from food. That's the one chapter, get your passport. And then there's the 031, which is the first chapter, which is Durban growing up. So it's like inspired dishes from my youth. I've got a very cool nostalgic dish inside that chapter, which is amazing, which I'll tell you about.
Oh yes.
And then there's also beautiful curries, and then there's gone surfing, which is more local travel, like road trips. There's playlists on every chapter. I'm going all over the place, yeah, but there's playlists literally on every chapter, so you can literally get a whole vibe as well for the chapter.
I love that. Yeah. And I think if somebody looking at the book and wanting to try some of the recipes, you actually are going to say, right, what am I going to put on in my kitchen while I'm cooking? He's yeah. given me the playlist. I think that's a great addition.
Exactly. Mm. I mean, some of them, the one chapter is called Bad and Bougie, and it's got quite a hectic hip-hop playlist. So it's also a bit mull as well. So,
well, you know what? Nobody's going to describe you as anything other than living life to the fullest. So I feel it's a really authentic representation of who you are, how you feel about food,
yeah.
and also it showcases your talent. Everything you always produce is just oozing flavor. And I remember from a special wedding, tasting that Korean chicken and thinking, how am I going to get this recipe? So no one was happier than I am, just seeing that it's now all in print and we can get it in
yes.
store. Such an exciting moment to walk into a bookstore and see your book on the shelf with all those big names.
Yeah. I went the other day, I was at Exclusive and I walked in and I was like, let me just check. I heard maybe my book's in there. And I walked in and I saw my book like right in the center. It was insane. I was freaking.
Yeah, it's a big moment. It's all come together. And tell me, do you have a favorite chapter in the book?
Sure. That's like picking favorite child. I would say probably the gone surfing at the moment, because that's like a lot of fire cooking, like poikis. And there's it's not always like traditional dishes. It's also a little bit of a mix. So there's like a Cantonese poiki, a master stock beef poiki, which is amazing. It's like soy sauce, cinnamon.
Mm.
It's got that fennel seeds, that kind of Asian Cantonese vibe with a little bit of soy, sake, mirin.
Oh,
yum.
Thanks.
It's okay. So good. Good, like sticky.
You're making everyone so hungry. If you could choose one recipe out of the book for somebody to start with so that it's not intimidating and they are going to feel Ollie, what
yes.
would that be?
I would probably say the Prego. Probably the Prego rolls.
Oh, I'm happy to start with that.
They're like, they're a little bit different in terms of Prego. They're like way more sour and spicy. It's like hot and sour vibes. And it's so good. The combination of those things. It's like more heightened everything, which I love about it.
Oh.
Garlicky, bay leaf, chili.
Wow.
Delicious.
Yes. And Ollie, on the sweet side, what's happening in the book on the sweet side?
On the sweet side, there is, I mean, I'm not much of a sweet tooth, but I do have sweet dishes in here. They're very simple. There's my mom's pavlova, which is in the first chapter. It's unbelievable.
Ooh.
It's literally, it's a little bit darker. It's not as white, but it's got like a slight tinge, but the inside literally is like marshmallow. It's unbelievable. It's like one of the best pavlovas I've ever had in my life.
It's amazing how chefs always have one recipe that they connect to because it's from their mum.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
That's very special.
Yeah.
So awesome. But it's Valentine's Day this week, so best you get cooking. You're going to have to go home and cook something for that beautiful wife of yours.
Yes.
What did she inspire in the book? Is there something that links to her?
There's a chapter called Keep It in the Family, which is actually, it's like a chapter for Annalise, and basically all her inspiration she's given to me. And there's really cool recipes in there. Jules' specific recipe is definitely the lamb chop. chops. She's obsessed with lamb chops. I once even gave her for Valentine's Day a bouquet of chops. I'm not joking. I literally put lamb chops on like a long skewer, and then on a whole lot of long skewers, and gave it to her as a bouquet. And I said, I'll bra these for you later.
Memorable. That's very romantic. Okay, well, hopefully the men and women out there listening are going to do something equally romantic on Valentine's Day.
But not just lamb chops. They've got anchovy mustard and herbs.
But everything sounds fantastic. And thank you. The book looks good, and it's going to be a bestseller. So congrats, and thanks for sharing your inspiration with us.
Thank you so much for having me and like getting amped on it. I'm so stoked.
Such a treat.
Thank you.
That was Chef Ollie Swart, who has written a book called Freestyle Cooking, Complete with Playlists, which is available in bookstores. For more edible inspiration, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Free to devour. Happy cooking.
FMR Fine Food was Cooking Up a Storm with Gourmet Guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.